I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day. This is true for Paul T. Frankel's Modernique clock, Model 431. Its chrome-plated hands rest at the time 1234. Frankel's 8-inch-tall vertical standing table clock has a stepped rectangular form that resembles a skyscraper. The clock's metal sides are made of chrome steel, and the face is made of Bakelite plastic. Both were newly invented materials at the time. The face of the clock contains a white and gray radial pattern that surges inward at a slope to bring attention to the face of the clock. In the center, the word Telechron is written in a cursive script. This is a reference to the Warren Telechron Electric Clock Company. Based in Massachusetts, Telechron commissioned Frankel to design a modern clock for their company in 1927, and it rolled off the factory line in 1928. The Modernique was nicknamed the $50 clock because it was Telechron's most expensive clock at the time. The clock's larger size, higher price, and longer assembly time doomed Frankel's design to be discontinued after a few years. Although the Model 431 Modernique's life was short-lived, the clock has been praised for being both unabashedly American and thoroughly modern. We'd like to thank Ball State student Brianne Urban for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit besu.edu/DOMA.